This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey everyone, this is Rob Mel Watley with Truck and Hustle Podcast, where we interview the best entrepreneurs and thought leaders from transportation and logistics. Make sure you tune in with us every Tuesday. You are now listening to Road Signs with your host, Michael Freeze.
Thank you for listening to Road Signs, the podcast series from Transport Topics that explores the trends and technologies that are shaping the future of trucking. Before we dive into today's episode, we'd like to invite you to subscribe to Transport Topics, where you can receive exclusive access to our top 100 lists, quarterly magazines, and other news surrounding the trucking industry. To subscribe, visit ttn.ws/ttsubscribe. You can also text ttsubscribe to 571-622-0001 to become an official member of Transport Topics. That's 571-622-0001. In today's episode, we'll tackle a subject that's somewhat new to the industry, but it's a rising risk for fleet operations across the country. In a world full of autonomous and electric-powered transportation, we often hear about the benefits of this advancing technology. However, in these times, fleets are also experiencing some risks. Cyber attacks are not just reserved for retail companies and social media sites. The dangers are now becoming a blindside threat for trucking companies, causing havoc to their day-to-day operations. So for this episode, we'll ask, why should the trucking industry care about the dangers of cybersecurity? To answer that question, we'll speak with Mark Zakos, president of DG Technologies, a vehicle network solutions firm. I spoke with Mark after his task force session about the subject during the Technology and Maintenance Council meeting earlier in September. He detailed the importance of cybersecurity and what fleets need to do to protect themselves. Here's our conversation. We are here at the Technology and Maintenance Council Fall Meeting and Technician Skills Competition here in Cleveland, Ohio. With me, I have Mark Zakos, president of DG Technologies. It's a vehicle network solutions firm. And he also chairs one of the task force meetings concerning cybersecurity here at TMC. So, Mark, welcome to Road Signs.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be here. It's interesting to talk to you about cybersecurity.
All right, great. You know, one of the things that really struck me about that task force meeting that you led was just the importance of cybersecurity. You know, this is a maintenance and technology council meeting, so we're really covering the technology side of that particular maintenance. And cybersecurity is a fairly new subject in comparison to the other topics that are discussed here at the conference. But one of the things that really struck me was in the era that, the vehicle, the engine, the parts of the engine talk to each other, several protocol languages, that opens up that particular component to attacks. So, and when we think of cybersecurity, we often think of credit card companies or websites that have been hacked and personal information that's been out and sold to nefarious, types of people. But in the trucking industry, it's much different. Could you explain that particular difference and just kind of, in a layman's way, explain the importance of cybersecurity?
Sure. Well, I think the cybersecurity issues cover a couple different aspects. One is definitely in privacy. Although if you're running a commercial vehicle and the idea is that that company that owns the vehicle, the data is theirs, the information is not necessarily needing to be held in a private sense like a private person. However, that information is still valuable to the threats that are out there, the threats that are coming either from criminals, from people just trying to have fun, if you call that fun, hacking into your equipment and back ends and the making those sort of entertainment. And then there's also the overseas, those big threats that are coming from Russia and other countries. What those big guys want, though, is it's an attack on our country. It's an attack on our logistical system, or an attack on our infrastructure. Just like they're shooting bullets over in Ukraine, there's certainly a threat of these cyber bullets coming from the bad guys and hitting us and knocking down our equipment, knocking down our logistics, making it hard for the country to function. So the criminals is one aspect of attack that we have to protect ourselves against. And even a higher threat is from those countries that want to make things happen, maybe not necessarily for ransomware. They want to hurt the United States. So what we're doing in our cybersecurity task force here at DMC is we're creating some recommended practices that will give, first of all, visibility to these this important, I think, very important cybersecurity protections that your company has to have in place. Now, the back end, there's a lot of IT people. A lot of cybersecurity for the back end and the IT and the server side is actually pretty mature, pretty well protected. But when it gets into the maintenance side and right into the vehicle side, that's kind of new ground. So the idea is that you have in the truck, you have the electronic control units communicating with each other. And that communication is thus far pretty open. You can snoop on there. The bad guys know, have the technology to listen to that communications and to reverse engineer it and maybe inject something into that communication stream that disrupts the operation of your vehicle. And it may not be a shutdown event, it may be just a derate event, something to slow you down, something to make your business a lot more inefficient.
So it's something that's not, you know, we have your you know, credit, or we have your, you know, financial information. It's more of a tool to create chaos.
But then that actually brings about financial rewards for those companies. So what they're trying to do is to give you a hard time, and hey, unless you send me Bitcoin, I'm going to keep doing this, right? So the typical attack on a fleet, which there have been attacks on fleets, goes after their data in their server. It has information about the vehicle, about, you know, individuals. They're collecting information, personal information, but they're also collecting business information, bank accounts, all sorts of things. They take that, they lock it up, encrypt it, and then they ransom it back to you. Now, sometimes you get it back, sometimes you don't, but I never recommend paying that ransom. Sometimes you feel compelled to. Still, the bad guys have your data, and what they then do is go out to something called the dark net, and they sell it there. They get a dollar, a credit card number, a dollar, a social security number, or something like that. And so they're making money, and then the next guy comes along and says, oh, I'll buy that off the dark net, and I can create another attack. So very often there's repeated attacks on companies.
Okay. Now, during the task force meeting, the people that you were speaking with and the other speakers at that session kind of expressed maybe an enthusiasm gap. I mean, I don't know if that's the...
I love the way that you put that. And so what you heard there and what you experienced is, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, Mark, I've heard you talk about that and others talk about that. But, you know, there's not a vibe going around in the room. There's not like, yeah, we got to do this. We got to get, you know, cybersecurity.
Not like electric cars.
So it's kind of hard. It's important, but how do you catch on? And what we did discuss is we called it, well, maybe we need to do some war gaming. Mm-hmm. where we actually get across to the community, this is what really could happen, and how bad can it get? And game it out and see, you know, well, where would you be, or where would that guy be, and what are they going to do next? And then maybe you can get some of that enthusiasm and get some momentum built. Indeed, there were a couple people who raised their hands in the meeting and said, we've been hacked, or so there's definitely, it's out there and the threats are there. I think that right now we're just, as a community, I just don't think we take it as seriously as we can or as we should, and doing everything that we possibly can to train people and to stand up our guards as high as possible.
Transport topics in one word: authoritative.
Knowledge.
Outstanding.
Reliable.
We ask Transport Topics readers to describe us in one word.
Informative.
Informative.
Integrity.
The Bible.
Authoritative. The authority.
Transportation information, that's two, but I've got to have it both.
Physically large. Oh, that's two words.
Visit influence.ttnews.com/sayhello to find out what they're talking about.
So what are the steps in doing that? It's definitely an issue, but again, when at the meeting, there was that sense of, okay, this is a solution waiting for a problem, because we're not seeing it. You know, my trucking company is not getting hacked. Why would they hack me? So it was kind of that. I mean, as you expressed, you know, sort of that enthusiasm gap. So what could be those steps that we should take?
Well, I would say one thing that people ought to look into is what we did during the Super Tech competition. And as you know, here in Cleveland, we had the heavy duty Super Tech 13 stations of skills challenge on Sunday. Mm-hmm. One of those stations was a cybersecurity station. I ran that, and I had support from other judges and other individuals. It was really, I think, very well structured, and the results were, I think, very pleasing to me. We had a very good distribution of technician scores. There are some that were very good, and some that didn't do good at all. And then there are a lot in between. So do you have that skill already in your technician? Do you have that skill in the people that do the maintenance, whether that they're working on the vehicle, whether they're in the parts department, whether they're in, you know, the back office? What are they doing in your maintenance, a whole of your maintenance operation, to get trained and to understand that threat, to recognize that threat, and to gain the skills that are needed to protect your company or organization against that threat?
So the techs that were competing in that particular category, you said there was sort of wide range of, mm-hmm. of test scores. I mean, was that your expectation?
That was my hope, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just in a community, we can, and going back to the task force meeting, there were some known fleet operations that are very, very well versed in cybersecurity, and they've got the great programs in place, training programs, opportunities to advance their team and the state of the art. And then there's others that, you know, in the standard distribution of things, right, that it's like, it'll never happen to me, and, well, if it does, I'll just, you know, what's the worst that can happen? And of course, the worst is they'll shut you down, you go bankrupt, because you won't be able to, you know, move any of your trucks. So that was my expectation, and it was also helpful to learn from the techs. I got a chance, after the sessions were over, they approached me, we got a chance to chat. It's like, well, what was that question about? Is that really happening? Yeah, it can really happen. It's like, wow, and so we had a very good discussion, so I even learned, and that was valuable for me.
Or some of the things that
that the techs were giving you feedback for? I mean, what were some of the topics that were landed on? Was there a common theme, or was it just kind of all over?
Well, I think part of the theme was that one of the, I would say, some people know this stuff, or we heard about this stuff, but we've never seen it in action. And part of the challenge, one of the questions, and one of the, there's a hands-on part that we had where those techs had to get the probes out and had to, poke around in the wire harnesses. And I think that was something that they've experienced in terms of course repair and maintenance and replacing sensors, replacing ECUs, finding broken wires, this sort of thing is what they do, many of them. And what they took away from that is what I took away, and I think a good discussion was, well, how do you know that was a cyber attack? That I've seen that condition before that you described, and it was a bad fuel sensor, and I just replaced the sensor, and I'm saying no. It's not a bad sensor. I actually injected a cyber fault in there. It says, oh, no. So it was a kind of a fun little discussion. So how do you tell the difference between a conventional, I'll call it, fault and a cyber fault? And the honest answer is it's very difficult. So but what we really want to do, again, is to raise this awareness and have people recognize there could be some conditions here that look kind of curious, and in that it's maybe I should report it in through my maintenance structure, is that there's something happening on this truck, something happening on that laptop that I use to talk to that truck, something that through the telematics that doesn't jive with the communications coming off there there's a little discontinuity in the data that I'm getting there than the data that I'm reading directly. These are our curious markers, we call them markers, of there could be a cyber attack. And then finally, these attacks that we're talking about, these are not invented overnight. Right. These are threats that a lot of times they're replayed over and over again. That goes from one group of attackers to the next one. The criminals are all over. They're not very creative. They're pretty lazy. So if they find that this attack works, the other guys are going to say, oh, that's fun. Let's try to do this attack. So they learn from each other. The bad guys learn from each other, too.
Well, they say there's no smart thing. I mean, no such thing as a smart. There's no such thing as a smart criminal. So, I mean, yeah.
I don't know any that I'm aware of, but I'm sure they're out there. So,
but seriously, Mark, is that the expectation that I guess the next step, when Team C meets in Orlando in March, late February, is that your expectation, just sort of raising awareness and being aware of those markers that you were just talking about?
Well, we have two things that we want to do in the interim before the next TMC meeting. The TMC event is their annual meeting in Orlando. So I'm working on some recommended practices, some RPs that are, I think, would be useful if we get them reviewed and send them on to the organization for balloting. The contract considerations is one thing. So it's an idea is that when you're buying new equipment, be it a truck, computer, something for your desktop or whatever, here are the things that you ought to do in the acquisition process to maybe have your vendors be aware of, right? Because it's just not starting within you. There's that supply chain all the way down it does get down to the chip level. Having that control and understanding where you're getting your chips from, and sometimes those chips are counterfeit, and sometimes, yes, they do have viruses or something implanted in there that you would have no idea. There is, legitimate cases of that.
So, I mean, we're talking about cybersecurity, but that sounds more, especially with chip, that sounds more of a hardware problem as well. I mean,
It's a supply chain problem, okay, right? Because the chain of custody, that the chain of trust, as we call it, you have to trust all the way down to the lowest level of vendor, right? So if you're buying fuel, okay, I trust the you know, the fuel delivery company. I trust that they have good cybersecurity practices. Maybe there's something called the Colonial Pipeline hack that occurred, you know, recently, last year or so. And what happened there is that there's a breach in one of the computers that was controlling the pipeline and controlling some of that operations in terms of how that affected the end customers. Okay, we'll shut your pipeline down. You don't get any fuel. You can't deliver your fuel. Nobody can drive. So, there's a big chain there. So my point there is that the chain of custody that just doesn't stop at, you know, what's in your shop. It has to go all the way through your operations and then to your vendors and to their suppliers as well.
Well, I think that's a nice bow that we can put on this conversation. I know there's lots more to talk about concerning cybersecurity. So, thank you very much for coming on. We've been speaking with Mark Zakos, president of DG Technologies. Mark, thank you very much for making us smarter about this particular issue.
My pleasure. Thank you.
No problem.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
Before we close, let's take a moment to revisit our original question. Why should the trucking industry care about the dangers of cybersecurity? As we heard from Mark Zakos, while the threats of cyber attack are real, it's been generally difficult for some fleets to wrap their minds around the possibility. So how do you warn someone about a hazard that's unseen, and for some, unheard of? Zakos explained that the industry needs to fill the enthusiasm gap and garnish a sense of urgency to cybersecurity. As he mentioned, the threats aren't necessarily seeking sensitive information as in a credit card company breach, but rather, their attacker's goal is to cause chaos and disruption, which is equally crippling for a trucking operation. But all is not gloom and doom either. As the technology matures in evolution and acceptance, the need to protect it should grow along with it. If you enjoyed this episode of Road Signs, please let others know. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to reach out to the Road Signs team on Twitter at @TTRoadSigns or reach me at Michael V. Freeze. You can email us at share@ttnews.com. We'll read them and respond daily. Also, let us know how we're doing by texting TT Survey to 571-622-0001. And of course, we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of Road Signs. Until then, I'm Michael Freeze. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.